You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
They identify themselves as black, given so many black leaders claim they are an oppressed minority. Kevin Jackson of USA Radio Network's Kevin Jackson Show says the reason Dolezal acted the way she did is because blacks are not an oppressed minority.
You'd say to yourself, if blacks are so oppressed, why do you want to be one? And that answers the question. They're not. In fact, when Rachel declared blackness, you think, wow, man, her life got difficult, right? In theory, it didn't. It got better. Rachel had jobs. She got friends. People embraced her.
Jackson pointed out others who have used false racial backgrounds to their advantage, like Senator Elizabeth Warren. I'm Jay.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. A flash flood warning has been issued for 7 counties in southeastern Texas as the remnants from Tropical Storm Bill make their way inland.
A lot of those areas have saw some of their heaviest rainfall they've ever experienced for May. So the ground's pretty saturated across much of the region there, and we expect anywhere from 3 to 6 inches, maybe a little bit more.
That was meteorologist Bruce Sullivan from the National Weather Service. The chairman of a House panel investigating the deadly attacks in Benghazi says a longtime confidant of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton didn't write any of the numerous memos he forwarded to Clinton while she served as Secretary of State.
He's not the author of a single one of those memos. He was passing on information authored by someone else, and he has no idea about the credibility or reliability of any of the sources.
That was South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy. This is USA Headline News.
What should I do? I'm so scared.
If I only had someone to talk to. No one knows about this but me.
Imagine the mental anguish a woman faces when she has to make the choice between life and death of her unborn child. 84% of post-abortive women say they felt abortion was their only option. 3 in 5 women who boarded a Save the Storks bus chose life. Yes, 3 in 5 chose to save their unborn's life. Save the Storks is on a mission to save lives, putting the best mobile medical units on the street of every city in the U.S. Visit bravemother.org and see the power of the mission. Save the Storks mobile units are placed in areas where abortion-vulnerable women are likely to be, areas like abortion clinics and university campuses. Donate today and help educate and empower abortion-minded expectant mothers to choose life for their unborn babies. Donate today at bravemother.org. That's bravemother.org. Saving mothers one baby at a time.
Iran, the U.S., and 5 other world powers are discussing the nuclear agreement. The sides disagree on the main elements of a nuclear deal that would curb Tehran's ability to make atomic weapons in exchange for the lifting of sanctions, according to Secretary of State John Kerry.
It's critical to us to know that going forward, those activities have been stopped.
But Iran's supreme leader has for weeks rebuffed U.S. demands that U.N. nuclear monitors have access to military sites and nuclear scientists. Stocks are edging higher in early trading on Wall Street ahead of the conclusion of a meeting of Federal Reserve policymakers. Investors are waiting for a statement from the Fed that could indicate if it's moving closer to raising its benchmark interest rate. European markets fell as investors fretted over the financial future of Greece. The Yemen branch of Al-Qaeda has killed 2 men accused of spying for the U.S. One of the men was accused of guiding the U.S. drone that killed an Al-Qaeda commander in April. Their bodies were hung off a bridge. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
The resignation of Rachel Dolezal from the NAACP after she was discovered to be faking being black has raised questions about her motives. USA senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
In the fallout from Rachel Dolezal admitting she was not a black woman as she had claimed for many years, many are asking why a white person would willingly identify themselves as black, given so many black leaders claim they are an oppressed minority. Kevin Jackson of USA Radio Network's Kevin Jackson Show says the reason Dolezal acted the way she did is because blacks are not an oppressed minority.
You say to yourself, if blacks are so oppressed, why do you want to be one? And that answers the question. They're not. In fact, when Rachel declared blackness, you think, wow, man, her life got difficult, right? In theory, it didn't. It got better. Rachel had jobs. She got friends. People embraced her.
Jackson pointed out others who have used false racial backgrounds to their advantage, like Senator Elizabeth Warren. I'm Jason Wirt.
The FBI and Justice Department are investigating the St. Louis Cardinals after accusations they illegally hacked into the computer database of the Houston Astros to obtain information on players. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says subpoenas have been issued but did not provide details. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. Sorry about all the squeaking. This is Ruth Altamir-Roll, your host for today's program. And I usually do the weather. I'm just going to do it very briefly because it's already about 9 after the hour. And just briefly, it's about 78 degrees, humidity at 52. And we are going to have a mostly sunny day. Tonight, a chance of showers, mainly after 3 a.m. And then Thursday, it looks like thunderstorms and showers Thursday night. I will give a deeper or more full weather report at the bottom of the hour. So I know probably in the past 6 or 8 weeks, I think I did a program. I'm not as organized as people might think. I did a program on cognitive behavioral therapy, and I also did a program which included dialectic behavioral therapy, and I advertised today that I'm going to be doing that again. And I think it's actually important. Well, I've been following some things on Facebook, and a lot of talk going on about someone is making me feel, or that makes me, you know, they're trying to force their opinion on me. And I'm not gonna go into the details of the topic of what is going on and what is what people are, the specifics. I don't want to get into the specifics of it. However, I guess it's more about some of the political correctness. I'm actually going to be addressing that and how it interferes with rational thinking and cognitive behavioral therapies. So cognitive behavioral therapies are probably one of the most widely used and we find to be the most effective in counseling in general. I would say the majority of people use cognitive behavioral therapies the most. And why is that? Well, basically, they fit our mindset in the United States. I'll say that. Western culture's belief systems, which for me, as a therapist and as an American, seem to work really well. They make the most sense to me. And basically, what that means is that I am responsible for how I think and how I behave and what I say, and that they're connected to my belief systems. So that someone can't ever make me feel or do something that I don't want to do. Now, I may get angry enough to want to punch someone, and I may actually punch someone and say, well, you made me. But the reality is that person didn't make me. I am in full control of my arm and my fist. And I may not recognize that I've made a choice because my brain works so fast that I may not notice. I may not have the self-awareness of noticing that I have made the decision to actually hit someone. You know, we talk about a crime of passion. That is when my emotions take over my logic. Well, with cognitive therapies, my logic is always playing a role over my emotion. I'm always thinking things through, always looking at the consequences, even trying to sort out the unintended consequences. And I say this to just about everyone that I see in my office. There's no such thing as a bad word. It's the intent we put behind it. So if my intent is to insult someone by a particular word that I use, okay, that's my intent. However, taking offense is something the other person chooses to do. And this is very specific. So you can call me any name you want. Doesn't matter. It could roll off my back if I so choose to allow it to do so. I can walk away from the conversation. I cannot participate. Or I can take offense, participate in the argument, maybe even get into a fist fight and say, how dare you say those things about me? So what cognitive behavioral therapy does is it really talks about, am I taking the offense? Is it part of my belief system? Because if I have a belief system that says, I'm white trash. That's my belief system. Somewhere in my brain, I have this little inkling belief system that that's what I am. And somebody calls me that, I'm going to respond because you've pushed on a button of something that I already believe about myself, and how dare you? So it's always about looking at self, recognizing what is my belief system. Does it apply? If it applies, can I change it? And how does that affect my life in general? So I need to take a little commercial break, and I'm going to be back talking a little bit more about this and some of the other things that are actually kind of going on in the news that I find is interesting, that actually has some relevance to this whole topic. So I will be back in a few moments. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, licensed professional counselor and host of Counselor's Chat.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll and I am your host for today's program. I'm talking about cognitive behavioral therapy. One of the therapies that I use, and there's like dialectic behavioral therapy, there's rational emotive behavioral therapy, which is probably the one I use the most. Not that I don't include some of the aspects of dialectic behavioral therapy, which, interestingly enough, I've done even before I recognized that it even existed, such as mindfulness practices. But the basics of rational emotive behavioral therapy set forth by Albert Ellis, who is one of the fathers of cognitive behavioral therapy. He broke things down into sequence, ABCDE sequence. And A means there's an activating event. So the activating event is somebody is protesting on a particular thing and I disagree with them. Okay. So I'm seeing that there's this protest going on. The consequence, that's the C, okay, is that I'm insulted. I become angry. I feel like they're trying to shame me. I can't stand it. And I hate them. Well, it pushes on a belief system. And this belief system, which caused the consequences, that's the B, is that I think everyone must think the same way. People should all agree that it's terrible or horrible that people have a different opinion. All people must agree all the time. Everyone should believe the same thing. I can't stand it when people have different opinions of myself. And those other people that have different opinion, that are protesting their opinion, they're stupid, worthless, dumb, ignorant. So I am rating them. These are my irrational beliefs. The consequences, the behaviors, self-defeating, extreme emotions, depression, rage, I'm hurt, shame on them, or they're trying to shame me. How dare they? I can't stand it. Who do they think they are? Do they think they're better than I am? I'm going to go by and I'm going to yell at them. I'm going to create disorder. I'm going to attack them. Okay? So this is one of the things that happens because we may have a belief system. This is part of what's going on right now in our country. The reality is that I have to ask myself questions, and this is the way I dispute my belief system. As I have to ask myself, is the way I'm behaving, is this helping me or is it defeating me? Is it helping my self-esteem? Is it helpful in general? Am I creating more chaos? Is there evidence to support the belief that other people must believe what I do, or that they're stupid because they believe something completely the opposite? Is it consistent with reality that all people should believe the way I believe? Is it logical that everyone should have the same opinion that I have? And that they're stupid if they don't have my opinion? Does it stem from something I prefer? Well, you know what? I would prefer that everyone get together and we all have that kumbaya moment and we all agree and hold hands and everyone believes just like I do. Isn't it wonderful? Is it really as awful as it could be that people have a different belief system? And is it something I really can't stand or tolerate, or is it I just don't like it? I don't like the fact that some people have believed differently than I do. Can I tolerate that? Sure. So asking these questions can actually help with creating a new belief system. It would be nice if everybody agreed. It's unfortunate that people don't agree. I may not like it when people disagree with me, but I can tolerate it, and I don't have to put them down. They're allowed to have different opinions. Even if it's a mistaken opinion, that's okay. So, here's the thing. It doesn't eliminate emotions. But what happens is, I might go from being really angry and enraged to just feeling frustrated or annoyed. I may make some choices and say, I'm not sure if I want to be part of that group of people because we disagree. And that's okay, we can disagree. We don't have to all agree. And attacking other people because of their belief systems really doesn't work. And ultimately, I am responsible for my own belief systems. And if they're not working for me, I really need to think about changing them. For me. So, when I am working with someone as a therapist, I keep my ears trained to the words that they choose to use. It's amazing, the should word. It's amazing how often that comes up. Should. He should do that. She should do this. My boss should do that. I should be this. They shouldn't do this. I can't stand it. I can't tolerate it. And so we talk about that. Is it that you really can't stand it or you don't like it? I might not like everything that my boss tells me, but I can tolerate it. I don't have to agree with it. So they may give me a project and they might say, I want you to do it this way, and that way. And I think, well, they should really have me do it that way, this way, and this way. And I could be really angry because they're not listening to me. I know how it should be done. Or I could say, okay, well, I can make a suggestion. What if we try that way, this way, and this way? And the boss says, no, I want you to do it this way, and that way. Okay. I may not like it, but I can tolerate it. As a matter of fact, if I don't like it enough, I always have the ability to change job. We think we're stuck. We're never stuck. We can always make a new choice. I can always get a new job. I may not like the process, but I can tolerate it. I might be in an abusive relationship. I'm not sure if I can leave it. I should be able to make it work. Well, I may not be able to. And I'm going to have to tolerate being uncomfortable and ending the relationship. I may have to sometimes tolerate feeling guilty, being uncomfortable. I don't promote selfishness, but I do promote self-care, which means I have to look at some of my belief systems and make a decision if they're working for me or not. And, you know, I talk a lot about boundaries and limits. It goes along with it. So, cognitive, that's based on my belief system, what I think, not what I feel. Because what I think directly affects how I feel. And if my emotional life is out of control, my thinking, my cognitive self, can put it into perspective by thinking it through. The two are connected. If I'm all about logic and never listen to my emotion, that's not healthy either. It's really a good combination of the two working together. Because our feelings are important. I can't only feel happy. There's sad, there's mad, and there's afraid. And those feelings are important. But if they are running my life, I need to think about them. That's different than... And I say that often to my clients. Tell me, how are you feeling? Well, I think ... And then you're telling me how you think. Well, my opinion says, no, that's still a thought. Tell me how you feel. Sad, mad, glad, or afraid? Well, I think people should. That's a thought. Well, I feel people should. That's still a thought. I feel you should, whatever. You should. That's what I think you should do. I think my wife should. I think my husband should. I think my boyfriend should. My girlfriend should. My mother should. They're all thoughts. Consequences end in feelings and behavior. Sometimes changing my behavior can also change my feelings and my thoughts. So I have to take a little commercial break, actually news and weather, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. A flash flood warning has been issued for 7 counties in southeastern Texas as the remnants from Tropical Storm Bill make their way inland.
A lot of those areas have saw some of their heaviest rainfall they've ever experienced for May. So the ground's pretty saturated across much of the region there, and we expect anywhere from 3 to 6 inches, maybe a little bit more.
That was meteorologist Bruce Sullivan from the National Weather Service. The chairman of a House panel investigating the deadly attacks in Benghazi says a longtime confidant of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton didn't write any of the numerous memos he forwarded to Clinton while she served as Secretary of State.
He's not the author of a single one of those memos. He was passing on information authored by someone else, and he has no idea about the credibility or reliability of any of the sources.
That was South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
The weather, currently 79 degrees. 79 degrees is the high for today, and mostly sunny. A chance of showers tonight, mainly after 3 a.m. And Thursday, chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 11 a.m. There is a chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday night, and more rain coming on Friday before noon. However, Saturday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms. And Sunday, a chance of shower with thunderstorms. So it looks like a wet couple of days ahead of us, and it is currently 12:33.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
100 Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
So welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's program, talking about some cognitive behavioral therapy and negative thinking, again, distorted thinking. These are important things to know about the cognitive aspect. So am I filtering? That might be a distorted way of thinking. I'm only looking at one part of the situation. Most likely, my part, in terms of my opinion, I'm not looking at your opinion, I think my opinion is right, which then leads me to polarize, to extremes. All or nothing, black and white thinking. And I might be overgeneralizing. Broad conclusions based on one little piece of evidence. All people. I might be mind reading. I know what you're thinking. I know exactly what you mean by that. So I'm jumping to conclusions. And it's a catastrophe. Everything is a catastrophe. It's the worst thing that could possibly happen. Which leads to the I can't stand it. And of course, personalization. I take everything you say personally. Somehow it's all about me and it affects my self-worth. I might challenge or want to change fallacies. In other words, I am assuming that other people will change to suit me, especially if I pressure them enough. Someone once said to me, "I know when you say no, what you really want me to do is keep pressuring you until you say yes." That's irrational. Then there's the fairness fallacy, that we end up judging people's action by rules that you've concocted about what's fair or what isn't fair. And then there's global labeling. Make broad judgments based on very little events. And when we take that little bit of evidence and we look at it and we say, all people are, doesn't work. And blaming. It's someone else's fault. And of course, the shoulds. And these are just ways of thinking that don't work. Albert Ellis, I had the great opportunity to be able to have a workshop with him. He said that there's three basic belief systems that are irrational. Everything has to be perfect, and it's not okay to make mistakes. It's not okay for you to make a mistake. It's not okay for me to make a mistake. The consequence of these beliefs are depression, anxiety, rage, anger. Can't stand it. And I try so hard to be perfect in everything that one of the consequences that I have is lack of motivation, because I'm never going to be perfect, so I give up. And my self-esteem is shot because I can't be perfect. Well, it's not about being perfect. It's about excellence and making sure that, you know, I just did the best I can for today. So let's say today I have a sore throat, which I don't. But let's say today I have a sore throat, or let's say today I'm being affected by allergies. Well, my speaking voice is not going to be the greatest. I'm going to beat myself up for it. Needs to be perfect all the time. Heck, I'm on the radio, right? I can't ever cough or sound scratchy. Well, sure I can. I may not be at the top of my game today because I'm feeling under the weather, or I'm tired, or I'm hungry, or whatever reason. I do the best I can for today. I can't be perfect. I won't be perfect. I do the best I can for today. The next one is, everyone must like me, love me, and approve of me. It's irrational. It's irrational because I don't like, love, and approve of everyone else. Why would I expect everyone to like me, love me, and approve of everything I do? That allows for that disagreement. I don't necessarily see things the way you see them, and you don't necessarily see them the way I see them, and so I may not approve of your behavior, or you may not approve of my behavior, and that's okay. I'm willing to take my consequences for my behavior. And I don't necessarily like everyone, and I don't think everyone needs to like me, and same thing with loving. I don't necessarily love everyone. Doesn't mean everyone has to love me. It's that all or nothing. You have clients that will go to any length to make sure everyone is always happy. It's not possible. That's the political correctness stuff. I can't say a particular word because I might offend someone. Well, I can't offend someone unless they take offense. Now, you may be threatening, and you may be hurling insults at me, and if I want to stay and play the game, that's on me. I can walk away, and I can let it roll off my back. So You may have a belief system. All counselors are terrible. Well, maybe that is your belief system. It's pretty global. I don't like counselors. I don't like therapists. Okay? You don't have to. I have a choice. I can be insulted or not. It's my choice if I take it or not. And it may be that I say, well, it's time for me to move on. You don't agree with me. I'm not going to stand here and argue with you. It's time for me to move on. And there are times that things happen on Facebook. I am on Facebook. You can follow me on Facebook. And it's Ruth Altamura Roll, MANCCLPC. And sometimes I put down things. I see I'm following other people and I listen to their conversations and I put my two cents in because I can, of freedom of speech. And generally I make my statement, but I don't get hooked in. So I'll make my statement maybe once, I may say something again, but I don't go back and continue the argument. It's not necessary. You want to continue arguing, try and prove your point that you are right? You can do that. I'm just going to make my statement. I don't need to do anything else but that. I may read all the statements. I may disagree with a lot of them. But I don't necessarily need to be right all the time. You hear the absolute? Because I don't need to have everyone like me. I don't need to have everyone love me, and I don't need to have everyone approve of me. Because I know not everybody's going to. It's just not going to happen. So being politically correct means I'm responsible for how you feel, and I'm not responsible for how you feel. I'm responsible for how I feel. I may disagree with you, and that's okay. If you insult me, I have a choice. I can insult you back and we get into it, or I can let it roll off my back. Dumb counselors, what do they know? Well, maybe you get to know a counselor, you might find out they know a lot. It's your choice. Can't force you. You don't have to like counselors. Me? I happen to like counselors. I think counselors are well-educated, licensed professional counselors in the field of therapy and psychotherapy. I'm probably one of the most educated group out there in terms of mental health. Sorry, social workers. That's my opinion. And the last one is life has to be fair, easy, and hold guarantees. That's what he said, Albert Ellis. And the reality is life isn't fair. There's always going to be someone who is the tallest, or someone who is the shortest, or someone who's in between. Someone's going to have a better IQ than I do. Someone's going to have a lower IQ than I do. Someone's going to have more money than I do. Someone's going to have less money than I do. I say to myself, well, somebody's got to have the smallest house or the oldest car or, you know, we compare ourselves and we say it's not fair. That person has more than I have. Well, it is fair. I have the right to pursue happiness. I have the right to get an education. I have the right to make choices in my life. I have the right to the consequences of those choices. And then make new choices. And it may be that life isn't always fair. I don't know. I haven't really experienced life as always being easy. And there are no guarantees. Even a new refrigerator that comes with its guarantee may still break. Got to take another, speaking of breaks, got to take another little break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present hunterdonchamberradio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. And I've been talking about cognitive behavioral therapy, and I did mention dialectic behavioral therapy, which is a cognitive behavioral treatment originally developed for people who were chronically suicidal, who had borderline personality disorders. And it's actually recognized as one of the gold standards of treatment for this particular population. However, it's definitely effective in treating substance abuse, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, eating disorders, just to name a few things. So with cognitive behavioral therapy, it really is about looking at your behaviors and your belief systems. There's generally with DBT, there's generally a group. The group is usually once a week, can last about 2.5 hours. There's individual therapy, which focuses on specifics for each individual. There's phone coaching, which provides the in-the-moment coaching on how to use the skills of cognitive behavioral therapy effectively. There's therapy consultation, or therapist consultation, meaning the therapists get together and talk about your treatment. And then there's other behavioral skills attached to it. Mindfulness, being aware of the present moment, using your five senses, taste, smell, sound, touch, and sight. In the present moment, what do I see now? What do I taste now? What do I smell now? What am I doing now? That's mindfulness. Distress tolerance, or as other cognitive behavioral therapy might say, frustration tolerance. How long can I tolerate a difficult situation without changing it? Learning how to be uncomfortable. Interpersonal effectiveness. How to ask for what you want. Developing good communication skills with self-respect and assertiveness. And how to have healthy relationships with others. And then emotional regulation. That really means I look at, am I enraged? How do I lower that? How do I lower that? So instead of being enraged and wanting to hit somebody, I actually become just angry. So that's what dialectic therapy is about. It really adds a combination. It adds some layers to basic cognitive behavioral therapy, which does talk about learning how to just tolerate frustrations and how to have good communication skills and how to be responsible for your own emotions and stop blaming other people. Mindfulness is a huge part, and it's something that I've used for years in my practice. I think mindfulness is an extremely important skill to be able to learn. Learning how to do everything almost in a meditative fashion, because I am focusing very much on the present moment, focusing on what I'm doing, what I'm saying, how I'm saying it, being aware of my feelings, what am I doing about them, how am I responding to what you have said. Not, I'm responding to what you said because of what you said. That's blame. Therefore, that's why I say some detachment is important. Detachment, what does that mean, detachment, detachment? It doesn't mean that I walk away and have nothing to do with you. It means I take a step back and I become observant. I'm observing what you say. I'm observing how I feel. I'm observing my response. And I make a choice so that I am not reacting. I am responding. What do our first responders do? They practice. So they become fully aware of their behavior and how they feel. So, just a little aside, last night I went to a meeting here in Flemington. There's no name to the meeting, and it's a brand new group, and we're going to find our way. One of the things, and this is a little aside, and yet it's a big deal. New Jersey has an epidemic of addiction. Heroin is one of the biggest culprits, but heroin, it's not heroin alone. And it's so important to recognize that addiction is a disease. It's a disease. It's a disease because it follows the American Medical Association's definition of a disease. It's chronic. Once you're an addict or an alcoholic, you're always an addict, an alcoholic. It's progressive. It gets worse over time if it's untreated. And it's fatal. If untreated, you die from it. So, perfect example for me is diabetes. You get diagnosed with diabetes. doesn't get better, you might be able to treat it so that diet and exercise may show that your blood sugar levels are at a healthy level. But if you stop the diet and exercise, or you stop the insulin, or you stop whatever medication you're on, it's going to all come back. It doesn't go away. So that makes it chronic. And if it's untreated, and even if it is treated, it can still get progressively worse over time. And especially if it's untreated, you can die from it. It's one of the best examples of a disease to describe it. Addiction is so complicated because it is a disease of the brain. It's the brain that's affected. And so I'm talking about cognitive behavioral therapy. If my brain is affected, my behavior is affected, my mood is affected. My behavior is affected. So when I am taking a drug that alters my mood, it alters my behavior, it alters my belief system, it alters my relationship to other people. People who are sober will say, sober, I would never steal from my mom. Getting high, I stole all her jewelry so I can get high. I do unthinkable things that cause shame. One of the things that has to happen, not only here in Flemington, not only here in Hunterdon County, in every county in the state of New Jersey, in every state in the United States, and throughout the world, this is a war. It is a war on a disease. A disease that happens in our homes, not just over the border, not just in another country where they're growing poppy seeds or growing marijuana. We're growing marijuana like crazy here. It's the number one crop in Arkansas. It is a real, real problem. We have to break through denial. If you don't think it can happen to you or happen to someone in your family, it's time to wake up. It can, and it will. What are you doing as a parent? Are you teaching your children good cognitive, behavioral, emotive skills? Are you teaching them how to handle their feelings? Don't say, I don't want my children to be angry. Teach them how to be angry. Don't say, I don't want my children to feel sad. Teach them how to be sad. Teach them how to be frustrated. Teach them how to be disappointed. Teach them to listen to their feelings. Teach them self-care. Help them build self-esteem. 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 Not other esteem. If you have addiction in your family, don't be ashamed. It's not like, oh, I have cancer. We have addiction. Talk about it. Let's make it as much talked about as we talk about breast cancer. And more so. It takes more lives. So I'm really happy that this group came together, and I'm going to do everything I can to promote it. I may talk about it on every show. So I'm actually at the end of my program for today. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, licensed professional counselor. If you are interested in finding out more about my practice, please, by all means, contact me. You can call me at 908-237-2899. I don't keep a waiting list. You can find out more about what I do on my website, www.altarollcounselor.net. That's Altaroll, R-O-L-L, counselor, O-R, .net. I deal with addiction, recovery, families where there's addiction, codependency, adult children of alcoholics, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, pretty much you name it, couples counseling, loss and grief, anger management. So please give me a call if you have a comment about the show. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. And the bottom line for me, is let's take the stigma out of mental health. Let's have good mental health. That's my bottom line. So I will be back next week, and I wish you all a good week and good mental health.
This is Tony Clark.